And the main makar for the mitzvahs, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, below Pesach, is from this pasuk here in Shmoishu Gimel Ches, V'gad Limcha Bayem Ahuleymar, Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li Betzeisi Mi Mitzrayim. In that pasuk, you learn the mitzvah Haggadah. V'gad Levincha. V'gad Levincha Bayem Ahu, Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li Betzeisi Mi Mitzrayim. Here you see this machlokes. Chayre seems to be a machlokes in Rashi and the Ramban in the pshat in this pasuk. What is Ba'avur Zeh Osa Hashem Li Betzeisi Mi Mitzrayim? Rashi says right here, Ba'avur Zeh, Ba'avur Shakayim Mitzvayisav. Kigain Pesach Matzah Umar Halolu. You're saying it at the Seder, Bizman Shib Pesach Matzah Umar Munachim Lofanecha. That's the Ba'avur Zeh of the Pasuk, and that's L'chayre the V'gad Levincha. What are we saying over to our sons? What are we saying over to the mishpacha? That ba'avur zeh osa Hashem mitzrayim. That ba'avur shekayim mitzvayisav. That Hashem mekayim these mitzvahs. The Ramban ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim yoimar. What he's saying here is ki ba'avur zeh she'osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim ani oved eso avoda hazois. Right, kuzu shaila is this. You want to know why am I doing this avoda? Why am I doing this avoda? Ba'avur zeh. Because of this, because of ba'avur zeh, she'osa Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim ani oved eso avoda hazois. Chayretz is tickle different than what Rashi is saying. In his ki'ilu, like he says, the lashon zeh, the Ramban points out, the lashon zeh is not so meduyik. It's Tagid leizeh sha'at rei benecha sha'asa Hashem l'cha b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu that the Ramban is saying that v'gad l'vincha b'yei ma'hu leimor ba'avur zeh, because of what happened in Mitzrayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, that's why we're doing this avodah. And Rashi learns, no, we're telling over v'gad l'vincha b'yei ma'hu ba'avur zeh. Ba'avur that I should be mekayim the mitzvahs, osa Hashem li mitzeisim Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu Rashi saying we're focusing on the future, what was going to happen after we went out of Mitzrayim, and the Ramban is focusing on what the reason of the fact that we went out of Mitzrayim. You hear this two different understandings here of how we tying up ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li mitzeisim Mitzrayim. Yeah, so first of all, to understand Rashi's Shita, the Be'omik of what really Rashi is saying, is the Briskarov says, in the based on the what we say in the Haggadah, the Rosha Mo Oimer, Ma'avoida Azeis Lachem, Olevisha Ois Yasim in Aklal, Kofa Be'ikr, he's a Kaifer, what was he Kaifer in? What was the Kfir in? Where was the Kfir? It's Kofa Be'ikr. And then, we tell him, Ilu Ayesham Loi Haya Nigel. Had you been there, you would not have been redeemed. You would not have been taken out of Mitzrayim. So the Briskarov says that based on this Rashi, it's very understandable what we're telling the Rasha. We're telling the Rasha that if you understand that the whole zchus of going out of Mitzrayim was ba'avur zeh, was ba'avur shakayim mitzvoisov, Mamela Ilu Hayasham, had you been there, you would not have been ready to be Mekayim the Mitzvayisav, and therefore you would have had no schus to go out of Mitzrayim. So that's what we're telling him. Your kofa be'ikr, like we'll see, your kofa be'ikr, the ikr time of the geula. That's what we're telling the Rasha. He's asking, Mo'avoyda Zayislachem, what are you doing this for? So we tell him that he's being Maitzi Asam in Aklal. And he's a kafa baker. He means you're not understanding the whole schus of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole schus of Rashi is ba'avur shekayim mitzvayisav. The Mela, had you been there as such a person, going out of Mitzrayim, you would have no schus of gula.
Kafa baker doesn't mean like in the general sense.
The what?
Baker in Kavod Ikra doesn't mean like we usually understand the Kavod in Hashem or whatever, you give an Ikra, it's in Pesach you give an
Ikra. Right. Right, and the Be'etzim, the Sfasam, it says, may ain't the Briskarov, but I think with his understanding, you understand even the tefer what the Briskarov is saying. Pshat in this Rashi. The Sfasam, it says, the Pshat in this, in the Rasha, is Be'etzim, like we know, there was no Schus. Klal Yisrael didn't have Schusim to go out of Mitzrayim. The Sfasem says that's the Pshat in Biyot Chazaka. Because Baruch Hu Tov, Avodim Ayinu Alfar Mitzrayim, Yisrael Hashem Lekech, Biyot Chazaka. Why Biyot Chazaka? What's Kavayocha? Why do you need a strong hand? And we have in the Pasukim Voskhanan, Yikosh Baruch Hu took us out, Goy Mitachas Goy, is based on the Medrash Shirim. Medrash Shirim says that it was Kavayocha hard for Kodesh Baruch Hu to take us out. He almost couldn't differentiate who was a Yid, who was a Goy, who was a Mitzri, It was from Yisrael, so that was Biyot Chazok. Biyot Chazok, they had to schlep us out because we had no schusim to be able to go out. That the Meshech Chochma Taka says. Meshech Chochma says that's why Pesach is called Shabbos. Mimachus Fadacham Mimachras HaShabbos is the day after Pesach. Why is it called Shabbos? Because as every Shabbos was just a Matana Teva to Klal Yisrael, so too Pesach was a Matana Teva. It wasn't on our schusim. Pesach was called Kuloi Chazdei Hashem. Shavuos was already then, after we had the Chesed Hashem, we got out, then we already started working on ourselves the next 49 days, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Nachamat Tana, so that's Mitzat Shneim. And then Sukkot, he says, is Mitzideinu. That's the three Yom Tov, the Shalosh Regalim, the Meshech Chochma says. That already Sukkot, we did the Tshuva Shleim after the Egel, so then we were Zeicher our own, right after Yom Kippur, we were Zeicher to the Nanana Kovit again, like the Goin says. But the Pshat is that the start of Pesach was no schus of our own. It was called Kulei Chazdei Hashem Yisbarach. Memela, if we understand, we had no schus to go out. Is I would say, why do we go out, Taka? I would say, what was the schus to go out? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there was no schusim, why would we zeichet to this Yad Chazaka? Is with this Rashi, it's very understandable. The Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out not based on the merits of the time we were in Mitzrayim, but based on the merits of what will come in the future. Because Baruch Hu took in the cheshbin of what will happen in the future. Yeah, person, let's say, gives somebody a job. Yeah, the person, he's not ready for this job. He doesn't know yet how to do the job. But I'm going to start paying him anyway. I'm going to give him the job. Why? Because I expect that he'll get training and then he'll be able to do it. So I'm already giving him now the schus of having this job. I'm already paying him now based on what he'll do in the future. But Meila, that's the same thing with Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. They had the schus to go out only, says Rashi, Ba'avur Zeh. Ba'avur Shekai Mitzvaysa. The Meila, if that's the pshat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took into Cheshbin all the key mitzvahs of all Klal Yisrael at Seif Kaladeris. Is Ba'avur Shekai Mitzvaysa not stam that when this dar will be Mekabel Teira and do mitzvahs. Anyone who had a schus to go out of Mitzrayim and to go to then to Matan Torah had only a schus b'avur shekai mitzvahis. And maybe we tell the Rasha, ilu hayisham lo yinigo. Why? Because if I do you kofa be'ikr sibas ha'geula. The ikr sibas ha'geula was only based on the fact that we'll be mekayim mitzvahis. Is you, the Rasha, say, ma'avodah zeis lochem. It's lochem. He said, well, we weren't there. There were the Aviseda were in Mitzrayim. But what Shaykhs did have to us, the Rosh says? And that we tell him, then you kofa be'ikr sibas ha'geula. The ikr sibas ha'geula was only that once we go out, we'll be Mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Mebeila, that's why we tell him, ilu ha'yisham lo ya'yinigul. Because had you been there then, and you weren't right, ready to be Mekabel old Torah, old mitzvahs, you weren't Mekabel to say Shaykhai mitzvahs, you would have no schus to go out of Mitzrayim. And the Memela, that's the Pshat, L'chayra, based on this, that's the Pshat, in Mechol Dor V'Dor, Chayav Adam Liris, Asas, Mekilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Because the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole Kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim was what? Like Rashi is Bavur Shekai Mitzvayisav. Bavur Shekai Mitzvayisav is every Dor has to be able to say that also. Any Dor that's not ready to say, I'm ready to be Mekai Mitzvayisav, has no schus to leave Mitzrayim, has no schus to whatever we zeichet to after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Memela, that's what we tell the Rosh. We say, Ilu Hayashem Lai Hayanigal, because you would have no schus to go out. And b'chol dar b'dar, a person has to look it like that. Kilu yotzi Mitzrayim, not pshat is, it can be medayik even vayta, not kilu I was in Mitzrayim, but kilu yotzi Mitzrayim. The schus, or whatever the yitziyah was, b'shas, yitziyas Mitzrayim, that remains forever. That goes on forever. Rekoponim, that's the, I think the amkus in Divrei Rashi, in the way that the Brisker Rav is understanding it, that the whole schus is b'avur shechai mitzvayisim, mele the Rasha wouldn't have a part in that. So Rashi learns b'avur shechai mitzvayisim that the sibas hagula, the ikr sibas hagula was the kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was banking on what we were going to do, and that's why we went out of Mitzrayim, and that's what we're focusing on Leil Pesach. That's the gadol avincha bayim ahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to then do His mitzvahs. Mashen Gil Ramban says, Ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li Mitzrayim, I'm doing this avoida ba'avur what Hashem did in Mitzrayim, that says that He took us out of Mitzrayim. Because we were avodim in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, memeila, that's why I'm doing this avoida. It's as a haidah for taking us out of the Shibim Mitzrayim. So we see here the Mishnah says in Psachim, the Mishnah says that in part of the Seder, after the Ben is child, the Banishtana, you have to do it in an oifen of Maskal Blagnus of Asayim, and Asayim Bishvach. So the Gemara says, Maskal Blagnus of Asayim Bishvach, says the Gemara, my Bignus, what are we starting with? What's the Gnai that we start with the Haggadah? So Machlek is Rav Shmuel. Rav Omar mitchila oivde avoda skilulim hayu avoisainu, ushmul Omar avodim ayinu. That's Machlekes Rav Shmuel. It would seem that this Machlekes Rav Shmuel is a shtickle of Machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. What is Rav saying? You could say we're two pshatim. One from when the Agod is Madig, one pshat. But you could say even Mitchila Oivda Avedesaru was weird. You could say that was even in Mitzrayim. Like we mentioned before, we had no schus to get out of Mitzrayim. That was Alolo Avid Avidaz, Alolo Avidaz. You could say that was even in Mitzrayim. Ba'akshar, Karvon HaMalkum Avidazoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to do His Avodah, to be Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mekayim His Mitzvahs. That's like Rashi. So Rav is saying that the gnus is that at first we had no schus to be taken out of Mitzrayim, but it was based va'achshu kaved amakon la'avidah. So we had a schus ba'avur shakayim mitzvayis what was going to be in the future. Mashenkin Shmuel seems to be focusing very much on what happened. Avodim ayinu l'fayim Mitzrayim, avayoyitzi and Rosh Hashanah came Mitzrayim. Yot chazog was ready to you and memela. That's the haggadah. The maskul begnus is avodim ayinu. Stam we were avodim in Mitzrayim and maskul Mitzrayim mishvach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. It's more like the Ramban is saying that we're focusing on what was in Mitzrayim and not what was going to be after we left Mitzrayim. It was just the fact that we left Mitzrayim, and that's the Haskola Bignus Mitzrayim Mishvach. So Be'etzim, even without pointing out that maybe this is the sheet of the Rashi and the Ramban, you have Sheetas Rav and Shmuel. And the problem is that if you look at the Rambam here, he passes like both of them. It was a shtickle strange. The Rambam here in Perek Zayin Halacha Daled says, "V'tzorach lahaskel b'gnus ulasayim b'shvach keitzad maskel u'masaper shebetchila hoyu aviseinu b'meiterach u'melafonov koyfrim v'toyinach arahevel v'reiz v'nacha v'dezoro." Well, like Takitz Meduik in the Haggadah, Avad is referring to an earlier time, which is great. And we'll see that's a kasha b'fnei atzma. What Shaykh is to Terach being an Oved Avei Dezara have to Yitzis Mitzrayim. Okay. But the Rambam says you start with B'tchilo Hoy Avei Seinu Mei Terach Melefonov Koyifrim B'toyin Achar Hevel U'mesayim B'daso Emes Shekorveinu Amokam Loi Kodesh Baruch Hu brought it close to him V'dolonu Manatoyim V'karvonu Li Yehudai V'chein Maskalu Maidia, we also mention the fact that we let it be known, Shavada Mayinu Lefai B'Mitzrayim, V'chol HaRosh HaGomalnu, everything that they did bad to us, U'Mitzrayim B'Nisim V'Nefleish Nasa Lona V'Chiraseinu, B'Ushihidrish Me'aramei Ha'idu Ovi, Ashim Kol HaParish, Kol HaMoisif, U'Marech B'Drash, Parish Rezu, Arei Zeh M'Shubach. So it's a Madnazach. No, this is very strange. Here the Rambam is taking two shittas, Rav and Shmuel, and he's passing like both. And that's what we do talk in the Agoda. We do both. Start with Avadim Ayinu, and then Vayetzienu, with Rami Avidavi, and then Mitamo, we start again. So restart the Agoda, restart the story. Mitchila Avidavidisan, which is even before the Avadim Ayinu, took place even before. So even the order of the Agoda has been inverted. Really, we should start, historically speaking, we should have started from Mitchilo Avdavidisainu, and then you get to Avadim Ayinu. And we do it Fakert. Yeah, what are you saying, Boban?
They're not necessarily having a machlokes.
Not a machlokes. Very good. Why? Why? What's the pshat?
I mean, sometimes it's not a machlokes. You're saying one thing, you're saying another thing.
Very good. Okay.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, very good. So L'chair, we could say, exactly like you're saying, L'chair, this is the way the Rambam understood. The Smag in the Sefer Mitzvot also says, you start with both, Masel, Bagnus, Sayyam, Mishvach, Rav Shita, Shmuel Shita. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that they understood, Stake no Machlokes. What does it mean, it's no Machlokes? It's saying two different things. What does it mean, no machlokes? Is the nekudas hamachlokes is only in one point. As Avade, Rav, and Shmuel both agree that the chiyuv haidah, the chiyuv hagodah, Avade, will be mechuyiv for both aspects. Both the aspect of the fact that Avadim Ayinu L'Fayim B'Mitzrayim, and by Yitzchen Hashem and Rekenu Bisham, the fact that we were slaves in Mitzrayim and we got out of Mitzrayim, that Avada is a chiyuv to be made that Hakadosh Baruch Hu on that. Then there's another aspect here which we chiyuv hayda, and that is that mitchila oivda avedizaro ayu aveisenu, and va'ashek kevono amakam avedos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out from being those oivda avedizaro and he made us avdei Hashem. And that's also a chiyuv hayda. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel is only what is the ikur chiyuv hayda. If only each one b'fnei atzma could have been a reason to thank Hashem, but what's the ikur chiyuv on Leil Seder? What's the ikur chiyuv of where the hayda has to come from? And that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And I found the Netziv Taka says this. The Netziv says, "Aloi shenechleku b'seder ha'agoda." The Tana says in the Mishnah Maskel Bignus, Rav and Shmuel are just being chelu. Which Gnus was the Tana referring to? But Avada, they both agreed there was a Ruchniistik Gnus of Ovid Avodah Zarah Betchila Ovid Avodah Zarah Ovid Avodah Zarah, and there was a Gashmiistik Gnus of Avada Minafai Mitzrayim. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved us from both things. There was a Geula Seinu, and there was a Padus Nafshenu, like we say in the second of the Brach in the second case. There was a saving from physical slavery, and Avada the Vendir, there has to be a Hagoda and a Sipur and a Haida. That's the Avada Mayinu. And then there was Nacha a Yitzia from the Tumah that we were in of the Avada Avedazara, Avada Seinu, and from that also we had to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, the Machlokes is what was the Tana referring to in terms of the Iker Chiyuv Hayidah. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Goyin also says, that there were Beis in Yoni Golos, the Golos HaNefesh, the Golos HaGuf. Memela, that's why L'Chair, that's how the Rambam can pass in both, and that's how we say both in the Haggadah. Because I think they both could be maskim that there's a chiyuv for both of them. That there'll be a chiyuv for both of them.
Because of what? Not because of maskim, because of
Because if they, if it was Avodah Mayinus, it's a mechiyev to thank Hashem Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And the fact that we were Mitzchilo, if you have to thank Hashem Baruch Hu for that too. That Rav and Shmuel are saying which one was the Tana Mechavin to, and as which one would be the Iker Chiyev, and which one would be a secondary Chiyev. But I think they're both masking that there will be a Chiyev for both of them. And maybe last year the Rambam could say, we start from both. We have a mask of Bunus of Avon and a mask of Bunus of Mitchila. It still doesn't explain the order, why we first start with Avon and Mayinu, but actually we'll see why that is. Yeah, but these two points, of which really, then you can say Rashi and the Rambam also. They're really focusing on different aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Avadi, you don't have to say this Machlokes. It means the Ramban is saying there was a Yetziah Gashmias, there was a Shibud Haguf of Avadim Ayinu Far Mitzrayim, and for that Shibud Haguf that we were then saved from, by Yetzesi Vitzalti, that we were saved from, is there's a Chiv of Haidah for that. And Zachiv of Avodah for that. Mela, that's Ba'avur Zeh Hashem Li Mitzrayim. Ba'avur what? Ba'avur, why am I doing this Avodah? You ask Ma Avodah Zeh Lachem? Ba'avur, because we were Avodah Ma'inu, and we got out, and therefore Mechiv to do this Avodah. And Rashi's focusing on the grad of the discuss that we had to get out was Ba'avur Shekai Mitzvayisav. Ba'avur, the fact that beforehand we had no schusim, beforehand we were all over the Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to take them out anyway, because, but in the future they will be Mekayim Mitzvayisav, they'll be Mekayim Mitzvayisav in the future, and on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and for that, taking us out in a Ruchniyistic sense, says Rashi, that's what we're thanking, and that's what we're doing, the Avodah Zeh Slochem. Ba'avur Zeh, Ba'avur Shekayim Mitzvayisav, which we said like from the Bishkarav, this Fasemis, this Devaris, B'chol Dar V'dor, it's this understanding. B'chol Dar V'dor, it's only in the schus that we have of doing our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shekai Mitzvah. The Bishkarav asked, what Shaykhis does Kriyashma have to Yitzias Mitzrayim? We say, one of the Parshas of Kriyashma is Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is Shaykhis to the other? He asked. You see, the Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. What Shaykhis does that have to Kriya Shema? To which he explained that in Kriya Shema Taka we say at the end, Ani Hashem Lekechem Hashem Yitzesi Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim Li Yois Lochem Leilokim. Is in part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriya Shema is to be mekabel the oil mitzvahs as well. Memela, he says, that's the pshat in Rav Shita that says mitchila oivda avedazori aveseinu. But Etzem, he says, it doesn't fit, like we mentioned before. That was way before. That was a couple hundred years before that it was mitchila oivda avedazori aveseinu. What shaykhis does that have to Mitzrayim? The teretz is that mitchila oivda avedazori remain with us. In terms of that lack of ruchnius that we had as a klal yisrael, that remained with us through Mitzrayim, and Rakesh Bohu took us out of Mitzrayim, and Mela, we were then zeichet to be avodim laKadosh Baruch Hu. Mela, that's what Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim says the Biskarov. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, because Yitzias Mitzrayim in the sense of the Shibud HaNev, Shibud HaGuf. It's time Avodah Ayinu, we thank Hashem Baruch Hu for taking us out of the house of bondage. But then there's Ba'avur Shekai Mitzvayisav. Then the whole focus of Yitzias Mitzrayim is only on what we were going to do. That by Tziaches, Ha'am Azim Mitzrayim, Tavdu Nesolekim Alor Azeh, we were going to end up as Avodim. As the Bishkarov explains, not Stam that we were, the Maschel Begnus of Yitzias Mitzvayisav is that we when you left Mitzrayim, there was a Hasoras HaGnus. No, we're not in that Gnus anymore, we're not Avodim anymore. It says much more than that. Not Stam, you're not Avodim anymore. You now have a new Mila that you can never be Avodim. There's no Chalois Avdus on Klal Yisrael anymore. Which means that now we became Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mila, that's the focus of in looking ahead when we left Mitzrayim, and that's the other two Lashonis. There's Vayitzeitzi, Vitzalti, then there's Vigoalti, Velokachti. So that's also the two focuses, one of the Ramban and one of the Rashi. There's Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Avada, we got out physically from Mitzrayim. The Dens, the Vigalti, Velakachti, Velakachti, Eschem, Li, La'om is already focusing on what was going to be in the future. That's already Ba'avu, Shekai, Mitzvayser. That's already what Rashi was focusing on. Mamela, that's really the two shittas here also of Rav and Shmuel. The two shittas of Rav and Shmuel are just what should we focus on the Ikar Avodah of Lel Seder? Should we focus on the Shibud HaGuf that we got out of what would happen in the past? Or is the Shibud HaNefesh, which was the whole schus of going out, was by Avodah Shekai Mitzvayser? I think the two are very much related. In the sense that both of them, as we see, you're passing into the Rambam and what we do at the Seder and based on the Haggadah, that both of them have to be viewed together. In other words, for the Shibud HaGuf that we went through, we're stuck, we're slaves in Mitzrayim. Zavada, the only way we get out is Kadosh Baruch Hu made Nisim and he took us out of Mitzrayim. We couldn't have done that on our own. But for the Yetziyah Ruchnius, that, sometimes we think, that's Toli Ba'atzmi, that's Toli B. I don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyach, I don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that's totally in me. If I want Ruchnius, if I focus on Ruchnius, I'll get Ruchnius. And we see it's Nishtazai. There's a bracha, which even though now Birchas Hacham is getting a lot of media coverage, there's a bracha we make every day about the Ma'iris, and that's in the first bracha of Kriyashma. Kriyashma Shal Shachris, we have two brachas, the bracha Aruch and the bracha Kitzara. And the first bracha is a whole build-up. We say it during the weekday, we're rushed, so we only say, you know, Kel Baruch Dol Deo, really, which is the longer version of that, is on Shabbos, of Kel Adon, the Rishonim point out. So it's all about Kodesh Baruch Hu, the manifestation of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Godless and Gvura in the Bria. And we end off that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is Kihulavada, Poel Gvurois, Eisechadoshois, Ba'am Lachomois, Riatzadokois, Matzmiach Yeshuois, Bairi Refuois, Nairusihilois, Adainanaflois. Alts is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything in the Bria, he has to do. Melchomois is in charge of Melchomois, Matzmiach Yeshuois, Refuois, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. He's the one who's Mechadish, Reduvei B'choim Tamayis, Reish, or Chodosh, he's the one that makes the Ma'iris. And then right after we have a bracha of Torah. Ava Rabba, we have a bakasha for Torah. What's one shaykhis to the next? What's the shaykhis to each other? So the Kolbei says the shaykhis is that right after we have the whole bracha of the Ma'iris, we say about the sun, we point out that the sun is Meir B'yoim. We go then to a bracha of Ava Rabba that the Torah is Meir B'yoim Uvalayl. Okay, not a chassidish pshat. This is the Kolbei says this. I think in another way you could say that pshat is that right after we have this whole build-up of understanding who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he's the Yehu Levadai. He alone is Poel Gevurah. He says Chadosh Bam. This is the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Right after that is the Bracha of Avar Rabba. Right after that is if they go hand in hand to know that the vite, the whole Yitzia of Gashmias, the whole Shibud HaGuf from Mitzrayim was only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde v'atzmai, was not shaykh otherwise, is every shibud hanefesh, every yitzias ruchnias that we have, is also only based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what we saw in Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu himself was a Rebbe of Avodah Zarah. That we know, God, we say the pasuk from the end of Yeshua that says Mitchilo Avod Avodah Zarah Aviseinu. We bring the pasuk in Yeshua that Vayavdu Alehim Acherim. Vayavdu, the Goyim points this out, and others that Avraham Avinu was also Avod Avodah Zarah. So how did he get out of it? It's also Voekech Asavichem. The Akadosh Baruch Hu took out Avraham Avinu. The Metzudas David says in that pasuk, he says Voekech. Bechazdi notisi liboy miderach ove v'ochiv v'achachoisim mibeinayim. Because Avraham Avinu was an Eved of Edizara, and Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, now I'm going to be Noita Libay, I'll turn him in a little different way, and now Avada, the Bechira was his, to then run with it. And that's the same thing that I think we could see from these two aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim, both the aspect of the Avada Mayinu in a physical way, and Avada Kadosh Baruch Hu hold him, V'yayitziyana Hashem B'yad Chazon to you, but then that same Kadosh Baruch Hu, that same B'choyde V'atzmeh that took us out of Mitzrayim from that Shibud Aguf was the same one that took us out of the Shibud HaNefesh, which is what we point out in these two brachas over here also. The right after you have the bracha, Ki'ulavada Pelik Vureis, we go to a bracha V'avarabah to be Mevakesh. You have to be Mevakesh V'teira. Because Avzoivin, that no one can get out of being an Eved of Mitzrayim without B'choyde V'atzmeh, so too nobody could understand Nishkenein Vard of Torah and be a Talmud Chacham without a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde v'atzmai giving him that siyad d'shmaya. And that's what he needed by kosher. That's the Gemara needed of Ayinam Abayis. Gemara says, Mayasa Odom v'yechem. How do you become a Talmud Chacham? So the Gemara, Yarba b'yeshiva. Harba yosu, will I also be other? Eli yivakesh v'misha chochma shaloi ki Hashem yitain chochma b'pir da'as z'vuna. Komash melon says the Gemara, hobel oizeh. It won't work. That you need both of them. It means Avada, a person has to go, he wants to become a Talmud Chacham. Avada, he has to come to base medrash, he has to learn, he's not going to become a Talmud on that. Oh, but without the Bakosho Chachma, without being Mevakish Chachma, Mibisha Chachma Shaloi, it's not going to work. And that we saw in Mitzrayim. Azavi, they got out of Avadim Ayinu for 210 years when they got out of Mitzrayim. That's what the Rav is focusing on. The Dika does also be on the Mitchilo Avda Avedizara Avedizainu. And without a Kodesh Baruch Hu taking us out, Avraham Avinu still today would have been Avda Avedizara. We need a Kodesh Baruch Hu as much as we need him on the Tzad HaGashmias, we need him on the Tzad HaRuchnias also. And to be Messiah, something that the Reb Shlomo Gansby, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, writes, he has a Sefer HaPiryon. And this answers why the Avodah Mayinu was before the Mitchilo Avodah Vedazari, even though it should be Fakert, chronologically it should be Fakert. As the Pshat is, that there was a Avtocha V'achrechen Yesu B'ruchush Godel, Avram Avinu. Is he has a kash like this, State V'yishalu Mishmei Mishmei Yisru Klechaz V'klei Zav, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, please, I have Dabra Nobaz, and please ask them for Klechaz V'klei Zav. Then after Kriyas Yamsov, you have all the shawl all over there, and Shtein the Pasik by Yasa Moishis. He's trying to move them on. Let's go. Stop trying to get all the gold and silver. It's the Chastira. At first you tell us we should go take all the gold and silver, and now you're telling us by Yasa Moishis, let's move on. What's the pshat? Is the pshat in Avada Va'achrichen Yesu Berchush Gadol? Could be two Berchush Gadols. There's Berchush Gadol Kesev Azov, and there's Berchush Gadol which was waiting for the Mamat and Teira. Is while the Mitzrayim, who to say that we're going to go out and get a Torah, you wouldn't again. I don't know if the Reivam would have come at that point. He said, "Who Klei Chesav, Klei Zav." Once they went out, they saw all the Nisim, the Neflois, the Hamer Kriyas Yamsuf. At that point, Moshe Rabbeinu expected. Listen, the Klei Chesav, Klei Zav. That was for the Vayber. That was for the Hamoinam. But you saw all the Nisim. We're waiting to go to Mount Torah, to Har Sinai. As I've added this, the Rechush Gadol should be this. Mainly in the beginning of the Seder, we start with the Avodah Mayinu. Oh, Avodah Mayinu, the Shibur Aguf, and the Yitzhiyah from that. But after that, once you already start going through the Seder, then you come to the Yitzhiyah, the real Rechush Gadol.